Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
So today I'm very pleased to be speaking with Clément from Cognac Leroux. How are you doing today, Clément?
Well, I'm doing very well. This is the first day that we have a bit of cold at the estate. It's about 6 or 7 degrees this morning, so it's a bit freezing, but everything is okay. Blue sky. We are ready for the end of the year, so let's rock it.
Perfect. So can you tell us who you are and what you do at Cognac Leroux?
So my name is Clément. I am working for Cognac Leroux 4 years now. I am one of the export managers. So I am in charge of the development of Cognac Leroux at the export. So for example, US, UK, Cyprus, Australia, New Zealand, Southeast of Asia. So like a lot of countries, new countries for Cognac Leroux. And then also, I also manage a few distributors in France, in the south of France.
So before we get into, you know, general questions about the house, can you tell us what cognac we're tasting today?
So today you are going to taste a Paradis Antique from Cognac Leroux. This is one of our pépites, as we can say in France, in French. This is one of the best cognac that Cognac Leroux has made. And I will explain to you later on the few particularities about it.
Great. So there might be some listeners that do not know Cognac Leroux or have never tasted a Cognac Leroux. Can you give a quick presentation of the house?
So Cognac Leroux is quite like a new house in the landscape of cognac. The Cognac Leroux brand only appeared in the cognac region in 1970. But we have a know-how of cognac making process since more than 200 years, because the first distillation of the family has been done during the beginning of the 19th century. Actually, at that period, Leroux family was established in the little domain of Angers-Charente in Petite Champagne, and they only plant a few hectares of vineyards to do some wine and also some cognac. But their main job was to be farmers. They were not like 100% cognac producer. Cognac, it was only to sell a bit of wine and cognac, you know, around in markets to get a bit of money. They really start to become like at least 100% a cognac maker in 1870. But at that time, Cognac Leroux was not existing because they were distilling for the big brands like NSC, Martel, etc. It's only in 1970 when Monsieur Leroux and Madame Leroux, so they are 81 years old nowadays, when they took over the estate from the father of Monsieur Leroux, they decided to stop all the contract with the big house, and then they decided to start to release the cognac under Cognac Leroux name.
Okay, wow. So no more activity with the big houses.
No more. Now, 100% of our vineyards is only used for our own cognac.
Wow. Okay. Production. Can you remind us, how many hectares do you have?
So nowadays we have approximately 100, 110 hectares, 80% in Petite Champagne. And then we have a few hectares in Grand Champagne, Fambois, and Bombois.
Okay. Wow. So that's a very big domain to be 100% direct sales.
For a family-owned business, that's quite large, of course. But as you know, cognac, the demand of cognac is really high, and we have like such big markets like in Asia or even in Europe or even in France. So we need to, if we want to survive in this world, the land, the vineyards, it's one of the most important things to have. So yeah, so that's why it's quite large, but we have a large facility, and that's why we are very well succeed.
Yeah. And I imagine you're extremely busy traveling left and right, nonstop. Can you give us an idea of what a typical day is like for you when you're on the road, meeting clients, traveling the world for Cognac Leroux?
So you see, for example, I'm going to give you the my planning of the week. So actually, I am giving you an interview this morning. This afternoon, I have a few clients from Scotland, Australia, a few friends who are coming at the domain to do a visit. It's some clients, and they were there for the Rugby World Cup. And then I'm driving right away to Marseille, so in the southeast of France, for a little tour, cognac tour, of meeting clients on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So I'm going to meet like restaurants, hotels, wine shop as well. Then I will come back, and then next week I will go to another place. Last week I was in Brazil. I was in Sao Paulo with my new importer. So yeah. So this is what we have to do. It's like, first of all, it's taking orders, okay, of prospection. Then you have to take orders. Then you have to follow up. And the last part, it's also like going to the markets and conduct some tasting. You have to do some masterclass with the sales force of your importer to give them more knowledge about cognac and how to sell it. Conduct some wine dinner, cognac dinner as well. So it's like, I can do like a lot of things, and that's why I like very much my job.
Sounds good. So when we look at the Leroux range, we see the vintages, and then we see a variety of different blends. Can you explain the idea behind these two lines?
So for me, it's not two lines. The first thing is like, so we have cuvées from VS to XO. All of them, they are like 100% made with Uni Blanc and 100% made from Petit Champagne, okay? But the other thing is like, for me, they are all vintages. We cannot call them vintages because the cask is not sealed by the BNIC. So it's not like a proper vintage. But I say that because there is no blend at Cognac Leroux. No blend of cru, no blend of grapes, and no blend of eau de vie. So it's been, for example, that our VS, it's a 3 years old cognac. So 100% 3 years age in oak barrels. Our VSOP is a 5 years old. And then we have 10 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old, and even 50 years old at the Parent d'Antique that we're going to taste today. So no blend of different eau de vie from different years. So, and then the other part is like the real vintage one, where we can have the year of the harvest, okay? And then that we continue to age as long as we can, and with the date of bottling. And this, with this one, we have the certification and the authentication of the BNIC.
Okay. So if I understand correctly, unofficially, everything's a vintage, but only certain barrels are sealed and have that perfect traceability to be a vintage. But everything else, you call it a different name, even though it's still a vintage.
For us, it's like we are like a wine. It's like a winemaker, you know. In wine, every year you have a new vintage. Every year you are doing a new harvest, etc. At Cognac Leroux, it's the same. And also in wine, every year you have a different taste because it's a different vintage. So at Cognac Leroux is the same. Sometimes, year after year, you can have a different taste of VS, a different taste of VSOP, etc. Because as we are changing the lots every year, sometimes you can have some difference. So we have more an approach of a winemaker than a cognac house. So it's like a different philosophy.
Understood. Okay. And so for somebody who's just learning about Leroux for the first time, is there one cognac or maybe two that you would recommend he or she starts the journey with?
Well, for me, there is four types of cognac at Cognac Leroux. For me, first of all, the entry level cognac. For me, the best one is our VSOP. Our VSOP is like an hybrid. So it's perfect to be a cocktail, to be like mixed as a cocktail with tonic water or even with sparkling water or with ice as well. it's amazing. But this is also something that you can enjoy at the end of your dinner. Okay. Then you have the Cuvée 20, which is 20 years old. So for me, it's like the perfect mix between a young cognac and the old cognac. Okay. And it's very valuable cognac. And then you have two types of premium cognac. The first one is our XO. For me, our Charles 7 is amazing. It's like a sweetness, a long finish, and it's really amazing. It's a 40 years old cognac. And then, of course, you have all the range of our vintage. And our vintage, they are cast strength. So no water reduction. It's natural reduction. And it's only the pure tasting of a real cognac directly from the cask to the bottle.
Understood.
As we have done with our friends from Grape of the Arts, with the Bombois 1967, were absolutely amazing. I know that you had the chance to have a taste of that.
Max did. I wasn't lucky enough, but maybe I'll come down and see if you guys have a few drops left for me.
Yes, no problem.
Excellent. So just a general question. COVID has come and gone, we can say. How did the house manage the COVID years? Was it positive? Were there challenges? Anything you can say about that?
It was a big challenge for us. First of all, because what we need to do at Cognac Clairvaux is like, we are not like a big brands. We do not have the marketing to, and the name also, the to develop our brand like without going into the markets. At Cognac Clairvaux, what people like is to see us. So that's why we are a lot on the road with my colleagues or with Monsieur Leroux, because they love to see like the producer. They love to meet us. So it was quite challenging for us to stay here at the domain. It was challenging to organize, like, you know, to give a new organization to how to prospect, to how to sell. It was video call. And as I told you, Monsieur Leroux is 81 years old. So one day I remember we were doing a video call with, I think it was in UK, and so we were talking and Monsieur Leroux was with me. And then he said, but so this person can hear us? And I said, yes, you can talk to him. But how are you going to sell it, our cognac? Well, we're going to discuss about that. No, the guy needs to be next to you. If he's not next to you, he cannot sell. So you see, it's a, here at Cognac Clairvaux, it's like a different mentality. We are not like into the new world of marketing and etc. It's like, no, we need to like to be like at the market, you know, having the person right in front of you. So it was a bit challenging to not travel, to not see our clients. We had some difficulties, to be honest, of course, as everybody, I think, in Cognac, even the big brands. But we survived, and I think the end, I mean, it didn't stay too long. So now everything is approximately back to normal. Now there is new problem, like wars and price of the gasol and et cetera, and et cetera. The lifestyle is different as well compared to 2 or 3 years ago. So now we are facing new challenges.
Yeah. But you adapt and move forward.
We try.
So if we get back now to the Paradis Antique, what can you say about this cognac?
So actually, this cognac has been distilled by Rémy Leroux, the father of Monsieur Leroux, in 1942. And why is a special cognac for us? It's because this is the year of birth of Monsieur Leroux, okay? But it's not because it has been distilled in 1942, that we can call it a vintage. As I told you, normally vintage is only with cask strength and also only when the cask is sealed by the BNIC. We have quite a very old vintage, but this one is not a vintage. It has been distilled in 1942, of course, but it's not a vintage. So it's like what we can say, like it's like a lot, you know, LOG 42, and he has been aged for a minimum years of 50 years. So it's a 50 years old cognac. but distilled in 1942 for the birth year of Monsieur Léon.
Okay. So then I assume after 50 years of aging, it was put into demijohn or
Absolutely.
Some sort of glass to stop.
Absolutely. Yeah, to stop. So this is not a product that we sell a lot because the volume that we have is not very high. But the presentation that we have made for this one is quite like the same presentation that we use for our vintage cognac. So it's coming into a wooden box with a blonde bottle and with the end label, with a writing label made by Madame Leroux, I mean, all this kind of stuff. And of course, with the justification to say that this cognac has been distilled in 1942.
Sure. Okay. And is it 100% Petit Champagne?
It's 100% Petit Champagne, 100% Uni Blanc, and 100% 50 years old.
Okay. And the ABV? Because I know you do, even though it's not cask strength, it's still a little bit elevated.
Yeah, it's the ABV is at 45 degrees. So it's like quiet, natural reduction.
Yeah, with such an age.
There is a bit of water, but not so much.
Yeah.
Because what we like to do at Cognac Leroux is like, longer we age our cognacs for our classic range, less we have to reduce it. So we prefer to let as much as possible the pure tasting of the cognac.
Of course. And the cellar at Cognac Leroux, I suppose there are several, but this is aging in a humid cellar, I suppose?
So normally we start to age it in a humid cellar to favorize evaporation and also the aging, like very quick. And then if it's going to be like a VS or BSOP, we let it in humid cellar. And then if it's going to be like a XO or vintage, we prefer to move the cask into a dry cellar. Then it would help to age it like for real long.
Okay, understood. And anything you can say about the barrels? I guess there was some new oak, and then it was transferred to old oak?
So normally, what we like to do is like to age our VS, VSOP into new oak, but our vintage into already used oak. Why? Because the porosity of the cask is going to be different, okay, with a new oak and a used oak, used cask. So we prefer to use like a old one to reduce the porosity and also the evaporation of the alcohol and the angel share. So it would allow us to age the cognac longer than compared to a new oak barrel.
Understood. Okay. And so if we get into a short tasting note, how would you describe the nose, the palate, and the finish of this Paradis Antique?
So for me, I would say that the nose like is really intense. The ABV is at 45. So it's like something compared to have like a cask strength cognac on the nose. So the nose is really intense with a lot of floral notes because it's a petit champagne. Then the attack is like super intense. It's like super powerful. But then the second taste is like super delicate, super elegant. And the finish is like super long. And for me, this is like the real cognac. This is how you can call a real cognac. And a good cognac is the finish. And longer it is, and more you enjoy it.
Excellent. Well, this has been great. I think this is a fantastic cognac. So, Clément, thank you for your time. Thank you for your thoughtful responses. It's a pleasure chatting with you, and take care. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac.